This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Government's policies and programs being presented at joint session of Federal Parliament today. Another Nepali student founded at Kalinga Institute of Industrial Technology in Indian state of Odisha. Nepal government launches diplomatic initiative to investigate the student's death. Narayangarh Butwal Road section along East-West Highway blocked after flood-swollen rivulet sweeps away diversion at Dumki Pass. And U.S. President Donald Trump outs Mike Walls as National Security Advisor and nominates him for UN posts. Now the news in detail. The government is presenting its policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year at a joint session of the Federal Parliament today. President Ramchandra Podhale scheduled to deliver the address outlining the policies and programs in the joint sitting of both houses of the Federal Parliament at 3 p.m. today. Earlier, discussions were held among the ruling political parties to bring policies and programs focusing on promoting a more circular economy. The Federal Parliament Secretariat has already scheduled the agenda to discuss and endorse the government's policies and programs between May 5th and May 11th. Meanwhile, discussions on the principles and priorities of the appropriation bill, regarded as a pre-budget discussion, will begin on May 13th. The Finance Minister is set to present the national budget for the upcoming fiscal year in the joint session of the Federal Parliament on May 29th. Another Nepali student at the Kalinga Institute of Industrial Technology, KIIT, in Odisha, India, has been found dead in her college hostel. Prisa Saha, a girl student from Birgunj of Nepal, was discovered dead in her hostel room last evening. According to Indian media reports, local police confirmed the discovery of the body of the first-year BTech computer science student found hanging in the college hostel. Bhuvaneswar Cuttack Police Commissioner Suresh Devdutta Singh stated that authorities were alerted to the suspected suicide and promptly initiated an investigation. The incident comes 2.5 months after the death of Nepali student Prakriti Lamsal in the same university. The Odisha state government had formed a team to investigate her death, but its findings have yet to be made public. Meanwhile, Nepal's Ministry of Foreign Affairs has launched a diplomatic initiative to investigate the death of Nepali student Prisa Saha at KIIT in Indian state of Odisha. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Dewa expressed her grief over the incident, stating that the ministry had begun diplomatic efforts to uncover the truth. She added that the efforts involve coordination with the Government of India, senior officials of the Odisha state government and the Nepali embassy in New Delhi beginning Thursday itself. Azerbaijan's Deputy Foreign Minister Elnur Mamadov paid a courtesy call on President Ramchandra Podhale today at the office of the President in Sital Nivas. During the meeting, President Podhale expressed satisfaction over the recent developments in Nepal-Azerbaijan's relations and emphasized the importance of identifying new areas of bilateral cooperation. The meeting follows the first ever political consultation between the two countries held last Wednesday during Mamadov's visit to Nepal. President Podhale also recalled his participation in the COP29 climate conference hosted by Azerbaijan last November, expressing confidence that ties between the two nations would continue to grow stronger. Deputy Minister Mamadov noted that President Podhale's visit to Azerbaijan had added a new dimension to bilateral relations and shared that preparations are underway to formalize future cooperation through an agreement. The Narayangarh Butwal Road section along the East-West Highway has been obstructed after a flood-swollen rivulet swept away a diversion at Dumki Pass. According to the District Police Office, Naval Parasi, traffic along the highway has come to a complete halt after the Binay rivulet washed away the temporary diversion early this morning. Madhu Nepal Information Officer at the District Police Office said that heavy and loaded vehicles have been stopped at Wongse Gate and Orinkula following the collapse of the bridge. However, passenger and light vehicles are being rerouted through alternate routes to reach their destinations. Information officer Nepal added that efforts are being made to restore the obstructed road and resume normal traffic flow. The National Examinations Board, NEB, has reaffirmed that the Grade 12 examinations will be held as scheduled from May 4th to 16th. The NEB has also raised concerns over the unauthorized use of its official logo on various social media platforms in connection with the exams and has urged the public not to be misled by such false information. Originally, the exams were set to begin on April 24th. However, the schedule was postponed due to protests by teachers affiliated with the Confederation of Nepalese Teachers. The board has now confirmed that the examinations will take place at the designated centres following an agreement reached between the government and the Confederation. The NEB has called on all stakeholders to support and complete all remaining preparations to ensure that the exams are conducted in an orderly and dignified manner on the scheduled dates. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. Now onto some international news updates. US President Donald Trump has removed Mike Waltz from his post as National Security Advisor and will nominate him as Ambassador to the United Nations. In a post on social media, Trump thanked Waltz for his work and said he would be temporarily replaced by Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who will continue as America's top diplomat. Waltz had faced criticism for mistakenly adding a journalist to a chat group where sensitive military plans were discussed. The former Florida congressman is the first senior member of the administration to leave the White House in Trump's second term. Waltz posted a short statement on X alongside a screenshot of the announcement by the president, saying he is deeply honored to continue his service to President Trump and the nation. A fourth round of Iran-US talks over Tehran's nuclear program has been postponed. The BBC cited Iran as saying the two countries, along with facilitators Oman, had jointly decided to postpone Saturday's meeting in Rome for logistic and technical reasons. The US said the timing of the talks had not been confirmed in the first place. It comes as U.S. President Donald Trump threatened action against those buying Iranian oil or petrochemicals on Thursday after Washington introduced fresh sanctions this week on companies it said had links to Tehran. Trump pulled the U.S. out of a previous nuclear agreement between Iran and five other world powers in 2018 and has long said he would make a better deal. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light rain with thunder and lightning is possible at a few places of Kosi province and hilly regions of the country and at one or two places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall and rainfall at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government's policies and programs being presented at joint session of Federal Parliament today. Another Nepali student found dead at Kalinga Institute of Industrial Technology in Indian state of Odisha. Nepal government launches diplomatic initiative to investigate the student's death. Narangarh Butwal Road section along East-West Highway blocked after flood-swollen rivulet sweeps away diversion at Dumki Pass. And U.S. President Donald Trump outs Mike Waltz as National Security Advisor and nominates him for UN posts. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.